Well, the draft report is going to be discussed next Tuesday in Brussels at the Petty Committee, and it contains 6 recommendations to local, regional, and national authorities of Ireland, and also the European Commission. And the recommendations highlight many areas of concern which need to be urgently tackled. The report points out that there have been, and I'll quote it, severe health, financial and social consequences, and that the state must engage proactively on market surveillance in order to that this never happens again. It also states that the role and capacity of the National Building Control and Market Surveillance Office needs to be strengthened, and that they ensure that it is sufficiently staffed. They also make a recommendation on the grant scheme with regards to the Enhanced Effective Concrete Blocks grant scheme. The report, it pulls no punches. It states that it is imperative that the scheme is improved in order to address the concerns expressed by homeowners, widening its scope, reducing red tape, speeding up the progress of the process and involving financial institutions. So it couldn't be clearer. The state has let people down in a manner that's totally unacceptable, and basically the government can wait until the final report is published, or they can act on it now because they know what they need to do. But it's quite clear the European Parliament is pulling no punches on this one. The government needs to act.
So we're hearing this now from European Parliament. We're hearing it on the ground. Why is there no progress being made?
Well, I can't really answer that question other than to say that it's really, really frustrating how slow the government are acting on this. They try to put it out there that somehow the scheme is acceptable and that it's working. But from talking to people on the ground, it's clear it's not. And it's one thing ordinary people on the street saying that, but now the European Parliament are saying it. And they're basically telling the government to get their act together. And most importantly, what comes out of this, and it's something that I repeated over and over again on the visit to Donegal, we've got to be proactive on this and not reactive. And that's something that comes out very clear in the report. We've got to make sure that something doesn't go wrong in the first place. And very, very importantly, given the anguish that people have been put through, that this never, ever happens again, and that we find a solution for everyone as soon as possible.